This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is the president of the Champaign County League of Women Voters, Tricia Crowley. She's also deputy city attorney for the city of Champaign. Tricia joins me this afternoon because the Champaign County League of Women Voters is celebrating its 85th anniversary this year. The chapter was founded in 1922, 2 years after women won the vote. She's here to tell us about the chapter's history, its accomplishments, and what lies ahead. She also has some details to share about the chapter's celebration lunch next week. The luncheon speaker will be the founding director of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, Cindy Canary. Tricia, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. So what was the mission of the League at its founding back in the early 1920s? In 1920, I guess, the National League was founded.
Yes, and I think the mission of the League at that time, and perhaps hasn't changed all that much since then, is to make sure that everyone who has the right to vote can exercise that right and would have the information and the political awareness to know how and when to vote and that kind of thing.
Informed citizens,
that's the idea. And so we do that through either voter campaigns, through campaign forums where we have the candidates who debate, and we also take positions on things like the new voting machines, and are they the best kind of voting machine? Do they enable us to track, for instance, the voting record, make sure there's no fraud, that kind of thing. So,
yeah. Has the League been important in getting women involved in politics, running for office?
And I think that it really has. And the League itself is a nonpartisan organization. It doesn't endorse candidates under any circumstances. And I think that's one of the reasons why the League is respected in having its candidate forums. We're not coming in there with a point of view or an endorsement of a candidate. So we take a very nonpartisan point of view. But on the other hand, we attract members who are interested in politics. And so sometimes those members, either through their natural interests and through the League activities, become interested enough to run for elected office. And we've had a lot of local members who have run for elected office. Once they've run and been successful, however, they have to resign from our board if they're on the board, because we continue to maintain that nonpartisan point of view. But I think it gives an opportunity for some women to get involved in politics in a specific way.
In Champaign County, there are a number of women who come to mind who have gone on to public office, who have served as public servants. Naomi Jacobson, Barb Wysocki, County Board, Shirley Stillinger, County Board, Dorothy O'Neill, Susan Stone.
Yeah. Laurel Pressing.
Laurel Pressing, of course.
Are all Mayor of League
Urbana.
Members. And Helen Satterthwaite.
Helen Satterthwaite.
She a League member at the time that she was first involved in politics. She still continues to be a very active and involved League member, so we're grateful for her.
Former state representative.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, speaking of the State House, the speech that's coming up in the luncheon next week sounds like a very interesting one. Cindy Canary, what is she going to talk about?
Cindy's going to talk, we've titled her speech as Beyond Family Feud, Drama, Trauma, and the Sometimes Hilarity of the 2007 Illinois Legislative Session. It was such a bizarre couple of months in Springfield that we really wanted to investigate what was behind it. Can you give us some insight into what caused that that extended and
And it's not over yet.
And it's not over yet, right.
Yeah, so that... Now, this would be a good introduction to the League for folks, I think, if they were interested in becoming a member, because you don't have to be a woman to join. Are non-members welcome at next week's event?
Non-members are always
welcome.
At our member meetings, which we have once a month, where we have a topic and a presentation, usually by speakers of either a local, state, or national issue. And generally, those are at the Urbana City Council chambers on the second Thursday of the month, but this particular one is at Kennedy's because it's a celebration of our 85th anniversary.
Yeah, so you're going to be at Kennedy's at Stone Creek, and that's next week. And,
right.
Lunch gets underway I think seating here says 11:45 a.m. And now I would imagine that you want folks, if they're interested, to get on the horn pretty quickly and make arrangements.
Right, right. And so the best way to do that is to call Deb Rugg at 621-7180, 621-7180. And Deb has been in charge of our committee for that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit. We don't have a whole lot of time here this afternoon, but I would like to talk with you about one of the ongoing projects of the League in Champaign County, and that is court watching. And mm-hmm. you've teamed up with the U of I School of Law to do this. Would you talk about this project and its impact?
You know, in the early part of the century, court watching was probably a common public entertainment, you know, before we had television and that kind of thing. The courthouse tended to be a center of activity, and people would go in and would watch the cases that were occurring. Now, in Illinois, we have no cameras in the courtroom, and so people tend to be only in the courthouse if they have some kind of business. The League in many areas has been involved in court watching programs, and basically we go into the courtroom after receiving some training about what happens, and we try and gather data and observing the judge and how he handles the cases, how he treats mm-hmm. the people. So we're not making legal analysis or anything, but just making sure that the courthouse remains a public place where people are treated fair and respectfully. And we do that by trying to gather data and then analyze it and try to do it over time so that we don't just go in and get one shot and
yeah.
and maybe see something that's exceptional and not the norm.
And one of the reasons this is important is that we elect judges in Illinois.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And one of the reasons that I think it's important is that courthouses, if you're in the courthouse, it's not like you see a cross-section of society in the courthouse. What you tend to see are poor people minorities in a disproportionate amount. And so it's important that we have a community presence to make sure that people are being treated fairly and respectfully.
Yeah. What else do you count among the chapter's most important accomplishments?
We have a very strong observer corps, and the observer corps is headed by Mary Blair, who's been a longtime member, who's very good at getting people to. We have a member who goes to the meetings of a governmental body. And, you know, the Champaign City Council is on TV once a week, and lots of people see it. But there are a lot of small governmental units mm-hmm. that may have no members of the public in the audience, you know, whether it's the Urbana-Champaign Sanitary District or the Forest Preserve District or a public health board meeting or a mental health board meeting. These may be making critical public decisions, but there's no public in the audience because it may be just staff. The observers are there. They don't say anything. They don't participate. But I think by having a member of the public in the audience, it changes the dynamics, and knowing that someone is watching does make the decisions that are made more public. And so we have a very strong core that observes quite a few of our local governmental bodies.
Okay. Coming up in the months ahead, anything you want to mention in terms of events or topics coming up in your regular meetings?
In November, which is the second Thursday, as I say, we're going to have Jim Nolan, who's also going to talk and explore what happened in Springfield in 2007, and perhaps talk about more of the long-term ramifications. In future meetings, we're probably going to have some sessions on the question of the Illinois Constitutional Convention, which will be on the ballot in November 2008. Should we have another one? What are the reasons why we would want to? What maybe reasons why we wouldn't want to? And so these are, I think, will be interesting topics to listen to.
Okay. And for folks who want more information about the Champaign County League of Women Voters and or the luncheon celebrating the 85th anniversary of the local chapter, where can they turn?
We have a great website, which is at www.prairienet.org/LWV. And we have information about our meetings and about this, where you can, where they are, how you can get involved, and lots of good background information, also has lots of information about other governmental units that are linked to it. So it's a good source.
And one more time, Debbie Rugg's phone number if folks would like to make a reservation for the luncheon.
621-7180.
Okay. And Cindy Canary will be the featured speaker. The topic, Beyond Family Feud, Drama, Trauma, and Sometimes Hilarity of the 2000 Legislative Session. Tricia Crawley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tricia Crawley is president of the Champaign County League of Women Voters.